Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The critically acclaimed mystery thriller Sugar Paper by Tootsie Barron is Kiki Gallo-Sipa's journey as she goes from A to Z, moving toward her inescapable destiny. She starts out a naive girl, becomes known as the Legend, and the most stand-up lady in the state of New Jersey. Both titles are given to her by the godfather of the largest and most powerful mob family in New Jersey. Tootsie was born in Jersey City, New Jersey, currently called South Jersey, outside of the Queen, Atlantic City. She's also lived in Arizona and Florida before moving back home to New Jersey. A widowed mother of two grown children, lives in a world of silence and her words after her beloved Papillon wise guy crossed the Rainbow Bridge. And welcome back to This Week in America once again, Tootsie Barron, author of Sugar Paper. Tootsie, welcome back to the program. Looking forward to this. Thank you for being with us again.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you are having me on here yet again. I so enjoyed our last time together, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with you right now.
Well, this will be fun and a little bit different on this program. We've got a bunch of quotes from the book Sugar Paper, and I'm going to read some of these quotes, and we'll let Tootsie sort of explain the background from the book without giving too much away, Sugar Paper. And it'll be interesting. The story will unfold as we're talking. Just briefly setting the stage for this, could this be described as what sort of a fictional autobiography?
Well, I prefer to just call it fiction.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. You can draw your own conclusion as Tootsie is
exactly
talking.
It
is fiction. It's a piece of work, and the book is doing so well. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon.com, TootsieBarron.com, and Barron is BARRON.com. We'll have all this as we go through the program. First quote from the book, and I think this really gets us started for not only reading the book, but the conversation today. Fasten your seatbelt because this ride is about to get bumpy. What's the background on that?
Well, I absolutely love that quote, and it does set the tone. I put a chapter up front, draw you in, a lot of action in that first chapter, and then I bring you back to the beginning, how it all began, and it's very, it's to the point, because as the book evolves, it does get bumpy.
Well,
and you should have your seatbelt on.
It really does, and it takes twists and turns you're not thinking of, and Tootsie is so right. In the beginning, you capture our attention. It's not like you've got to go three or four chapters to sort of lay the groundwork for the book. You do it right off the bat. Here's another another quote that I chose. Kiki, we have to take chances and do these things while we're still young. I'm sure you can do your part and contribute.
Yes, and that quote comes from her husband at the time, Kiki's husband, Bobby J. And he just is full of surprises. Just about from the time they got married, he always had another scheme coming up the road, a money-making scheme, but he always needed help in pulling it off. And she's always there for his family. And whatever they needed, whether she was held hostage in a restaurant, whether she smuggled guns out in a stroller, for her father-in-law, whether he comes home with a scheme, we're gonna run high-stake poker games in our basement, and you're gonna have to serve the players all night long. Some of these games ran for 2.5 days straight.
Wow!
And she, exactly, and she—that's about the longest they ran. And she would have to stay up and be down there every 4 hours. To serve the men again, make drinks if they wanted drinks, soft drinks, sandwiches, anything that they could pick up with one hand, because the game never stopped, and they had to be able to hold their cards in the one hand and eat with the other or drink with the other. And he dares to tell her, you must contribute, you know, do your part. Well, from the day she met him, that's all she ever did.
Well, yeah,
whatever and that, was asked of her. She did more than her part. She did more than he did.
That unfolds as you're reading the book. We're talking about, I'm taking quotes from the book Sugar Paper and the author, Tootsie Barron, is explaining the background of those. All of this coming from the book. It's why the book is doing so well. It's available, of course, Amazon, the usual places, Tootsie's website, tootsiebarron.com. You mentioned this was another quote that I had, but you've talked about that. Talk about putting yourself in danger. It said, Kiki, this bag needs 3 guns. I need you to smuggle it out of here in the stroller. So she really put herself in harm's way, didn't she?
Absolutely. And her only hesitation there was, and it goes to her character, she said to him, are any of these guns loaded? Because her baby, her son, was in the stroller. And she said, because if even one of them is loaded, I'm not taking them out of here in the stroller with my son in this carriage. So there it goes to her character, her motherhood. As dutiful as she was to the family, her family and his, nothing was going to put her son in danger.
Yeah,
she could put herself in danger, but not her son.
There were limits that she had, and that side of her comes out as you read the book, Sugar Paper. Another quote, he was home at 10, remained here for the rest of the night. That almost sounds like an alibi. What's the background on that?
Well, actually, apparently, one of the gentlemen that frequented the store disappeared. And after 2 nights, his wife called the police and said he disappeared and no body was found. And she goes on to tell the law that he told her he was going to her father-in-law's store to take care of some business. So obviously they showed up at the store, and then very unceremoniously they showed up on her doorstep, and they wanted to know where Bobby J was that night. And she tells him he was home at 10 o'clock. He comes home every night by 10 o'clock. And they, of course, realizing that she's a petite little girly girl, they're gonna hit her with some harsh questioning. And not only them, but then the feds come in the following week, and because they found his car at the airport. And once a car goes in the airport, there's an assumption made that he left the state. Once you leave the state, the feds are brought in. And that's just an assumption. And they question her also. And she stands her ground and says, he was here. And they said, are you sure he was here and he didn't go back out? And she said, no, he was laying in bed right next to me. So, and they come right out and tell her, well, we don't believe you. So she says, well, if you believe so-and-so's wife, what she said, that he went home every night and now he's disappeared, then you have to believe me when I tell you.
Yes.
I'm telling you he comes home every night. So they tried to shake her to the core, but she was groomed by the best, and that's her godfather. She calls uncle, and nobody's going to shake Kiki.
No, she did not.
As you will see as the book goes on.
Well, yeah, she stands her ground throughout, just like in that case when she's about to be shaken down by the feds. Another line from the book Sugar Paper by Tootsie Barron, our guest on the program. Don't you dare pretend you don't know that he's married. His wedding ring is on his finger in plain view. You're laughing. What is the background on that?
Well, you know, this, of course, was orchestrated by Uncle and her father prior to his death, that they knew what he was up to, his shenanigans at night, you know. And she suspected, and like most of the wives of that time, looks the other way to keep her family together.
Yes.
But Uncle comes in, and he tells her to be at a certain place, the lounge, at a certain time. Doesn't tell her what for. He said, you'll know it when you see it. He's the man who grooms her throughout the entire book. She's the heroine, but he's the main character. And he tells her to go, and she goes. She walks around the bar, and about halfway through, what does she say? She sees her husband cozying up to a redhead. His arm is, he's all over. And it was imperative at that moment that she see it with her own eyes, because she was in denial. And Uncle is getting ready to move on to the next phase of her life, because nothing ever happens by chance in her life. Her entire life was mapped out unbeknownst to her, and she doesn't know why. And that's revealed at the end, of course, but and of which I will not reveal it. But he must make her see it with her own eyes, because she's leaving him. He's getting her away from him. And that would be the final straw. She had to see it with her own eyes. And then he knows the next week he's going to be hit with divorce papers. It was already all set up. And she did have to see it. She suspected it, but to truly move on and put him and his family in her past, which she had to do at that time, because the next phase of her life was about to begin when Uncle brings her into his world. She had to put that in the past. And that's why she tells the redhead, she walks right up to her, "Don't pretend you don't know he's married." And so she nailed him. She had him dead to rights.
Yes. It just, all these,
wanted him to know that.
All of these are actual quotes from the book Sugar Paper, doing it to give you a little background on the book, to let you know this book is really exciting and doing well. Tootsie Barron, our guest, her website, TootsieBarron, BARRON.com. All that on our website as well. Another quote, "It doesn't work that way. It has to be a clean break."
Yes, and that is the one spot, the one bright spot in his family. That is coming from his brother, Bobby J's brother, Mario, his younger brother, who loved Kiki like a big sister. He lived upstairs in their attic apartment upstairs. And he grew up, he practically grew up with her, because he was quite a few years younger than Bobby J. And he absolutely loved her. And when he found out that she was leaving the family, he begs her to stay. He said, "You've been a better sister to me than even my own." He said, "Can't you just stay in touch with me? You don't ever have to see the others. I can meet you somewhere, stay in my life." And she said, it doesn't work like that. It has to be a clean break. That's imperative for the future of her son. So she has to be adamant, and as much as it broke her heart, because she truly loved him, but she had to do it. She had to stand up, step up, and she had to hold her ground and say, "It doesn't work like that." And it did break her heart to have to do that.
A glimpse of the family dynamics, the interpersonal relationships that people have in the book Sugar Paper. I'm going to go back to this one, talking about Bobby J. Bobby J, "This is my farewell performance." What's the background on that?
Well, this is when Uncle brings her, Kiki, over to his offices in New York City. And then he has his limo driver pick Bobby J up. And this is where she tells him it's over. And Uncle tells her, "Prepare a speech, because you're going to take the stage. This is where you get to tell him anything and everything you want to tell him before you say adios to him," more or less. And that's why she tells him, "This is my farewell performance." And when the readers will read that, it's done in as angry as she is, and as much as everything they put her through. Even through all of that, she remains a lady throughout the speech. She doesn't deviate from who she personally is, and wouldn't give him an inch as far as that went. Yes, she told him what she thought of him, and he broke his vows, his Catholic vows. They were married in the Catholic Church, and what he did to her. But she retains her essence of being a lady.
A strong
curse at him. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't.
Yes.
She could have really gotten down and dirty, and she refused to do it.
A very strong character, and you do such a remarkable job in this book in bringing these characters alive. And I know that's something you pride yourself on is developing these characters. Our guest on the program, mm-hmm. Tootsie Barron, her website, tootsiebarron.com, BARRON.com. The book is Sugar Paper, available wherever books are sold. We're taking some quotes from the book, and Tootsie is kind enough to give us some background on that, and we're sort of moving through the story here. This one is will tell a lot about the story. I'm positive that you will go to the very top because I'm the man who's going to take you there.
Oh, that's Uncle. See, that's her mentor.
Yes.
And that's where he shines in. He is about to bring her into his world. He owns that world. He makes the line, the bookie line for all the big bookmakers throughout the country. And he's number one. He owns that world. He's about to bring her into it. And he's preparing her. And he's going to bring her up from the ground up. He's going to teach her how it works. And he has her father was his best friend. They grew up together. And he has her father's blessing. Unbeknownst to her, why? Because that is revealed at the end. And because she's taken aback a little bit. She said, I would have never thought you would have chosen this path for me. And he tells her, it is your inescapable destiny. And that's where you hear it. That's where you see it.
And the power.
And it was.
Yes, and this is a story about this, about destiny as well. There's so much wrapped into this remarkable story that Tootsie is telling in Sugar Paper. Another one, this is sort of continuation of Uncle. I think I've covered most of the ABCs of the business, except the granddaddy of them all. That is you, answer to nobody but me. She was powerful, wasn't she?
Oh, my goodness. He is the king in that world, and nobody can mess with him. And again, it's revealed why at the end. But he tells her, you answer to no one. It didn't matter what happened from day to day in the business. She doesn't have to answer to anyone except him. So you know who the top gun in this book is. It isn't Kiki. She's the heroine, yes.
Yes.
But he's the lead character, without a doubt. He's got all the power.
Well, here's something that's interesting.
Given to him by her father.
It's a remarkable story. And again, it all ties together at the end, and you'll have a pleasant time getting there because the story has twists and turns, and it's so well written. One of the lines that I think follows that, in talking about being a bookie and setting the odds, you're putting out a line that can only be bet one way. As someone who's made a wager or two along the way, how are we being manipulated? What exactly does that mean? You're putting out a line that can only be bet one way.
Well, actually, that there is such a thing. And actually, that did happen on that particular fight. The Muhammad Ali, Chuck Wepner, the Bayonne Bleeder. That was an actual fight that took place. And because of Bayonne's proximity to Jersey City, where, of course, she lived and worked from, they knew they were going to have to put a line out on. He knew he was going to have to put a line out at least for the East Coast, because he knew they were going to get action on this fight. Muhammad Ali was like a 40-1 favorite. So to put a line out, it would have been so overwhelming, it almost couldn't be done. So Uncle gets the bright idea. He said, I'm going to put a line out on this fight. Muhammad Ali, 40-1, in and out, which he had never heard the terminology before. And to Kiki's knowledge, it never happened again. This was a one time only. What it meant was, yes, you could bet on that fight, but you couldn't bet on Ali because he was such an overwhelming
favorite. Okay.
That's why it was called In and Out. All you could do was take Chuck Wepner, and take a shot on a miracle that maybe it'd be a big upset, and then they would have made big money at 40-1. They would have made all the money, the bettors. But you could only bet on the underdog. You could not bet on Ali, and that's why it was called In and Out. And never saw it again, never heard of it again. To my knowledge, it never happened again. That was an actual fight that took place. And let me tell you something. Wepner went 15 rounds with him.
I remember that. I remember that well.
He did go the distance, as a matter of fact. But it was a TKO. The win went to the champ.
Yes.
And he did go the distance when he took a brutal beating. And but they all had already, he already had the nickname, the Bayonne Bleeder. And that's why there was such a big disparity in the money on that fight, where Muhammad Ali made $1 million. He got $1.5 million. He got like $100,000.
Yes, yeah.
And that actually did take place in that stadium on that date. And that's exactly, and the quote from his wife is a true story also. I love that pun. She had the greatest line of them all. Actually, it was Chuck that wet this wife.
It's just such a remarkable story, and going inside. And I'll ask you about whether we're seeing sort of an inside look at the mob at that time. But a couple more quotes here, and we're rapidly running out of time. But the book is Sugar Paper. Tootsie Barron is the author and our guest on the program. The family is counting on you to remember everything about this business, in spite of the fact that you can't ever write a single word of it down on paper.
Yes. Kiki was given a blessing from the Godfather that they wanted her to tell the story one day, way in the future. It came with two stipulations. She had to wait a minimum of 25 years, and that's for obvious reasons.
Yes.
That should get the guys go away, guys disappear, guys retire, guys die, so nobody could be recognizable. Even though it's a work of fiction. But these guys are paranoid because they always think they're being followed anyway. And they'll always think it's them.
Yes.
So, and the second one was, you can never, ever write a word down, because if the law should ever come in for any reason, that would be deemed as evidence. And they would take it and they would use it as evidence. So that was the agreement that came with it. And without that blessing, Kiki would have never written a book. She would have never told her story, because she knows better. She knows that you have to play by the rules if you're going to live in that world.
Yes.
You play by the rules.
Don't
get a blessing, keep your mouth shut. If you get a blessing, that's another story.
And
she
did. She
always played by the rules.
And that comes across.
That's why she's called the legend. And the most stand-up lady in the state of New Jersey.
Well, and two quotes to wrap up. One here is, she says, "I was a bookie for the mob." I mean, that pretty well sums it up, doesn't it?
That goes to her time spent in jail, because ultimately, because she would never give anyone else up, she does get pinched, and the judge lays the hammer down on her, even though she was promised PTI by the prosecutors. The judge would not accept her the PTI intervention program for her. Even though she deserved it and earned it, they wouldn't give it to her. So she goes to jail, and the girls, of course. See, when you're in jail, it doesn't matter, who you are. They don't care. Their first question is, what did you do that brought you here? All that matters is, what crime did you commit that brought you here?
Yes.
And, of course, she's asked that. Her answer is, "I was a bookie for the mob."
I was a bookie
that
for the mob.
Put everybody right there. Everybody was put in their place.
They knew.
They knew better.
The subtle signals that were coming from that answer. I want to do one more quote here. The book is Sugar Paper, Tootsie Barron. Well done, Kiki. Well done.
Well, that's certainly at the end. And when Uncle finally tells her the whole story, as promised. After she does her time and is released, he promised her, and her father promised that he would be the one that would tell her the whole story of her life and who she is. And he tells her. And after he goes through it, and I tie up every loose end, and I uncloak the seven main characters, because nobody is who you think they are. That's when he tells her, now you go out. You've earned the right. Go out and live your life. Well done, Kiki. Well done. And that's where it ends.
And well done, Tootsie. This has just been a delight talking about the book once again. Sugar Paper, there's so many elements at play here. You're going to enjoy this book receiving rave reviews. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. More information at Tootsie's website, TootsieBaron, BARRON.com. And you'll order the book, be able to order it there as well. Of course, all this on our website. Tootsie, it's been a pleasure having you back. Fun doing it this way. Great idea to come with the quotes, and you can sort of explain the book as we go. I think we have everybody's attention now. So thank you once again. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on again. And as I always conclude, as I sign every book, it is also my hashtag on Instagram. I wish you all that heaven allows.
Well, it's been a pleasure having Tootsie Baron back with us. The book is Sugar Paper. Website, TootsieBaron.com. Information on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.